Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 1, Episode 10. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E siamo qui per l'ultimo episodio di questa serie di Coffee Break Italian.
Non ci credo, è volato il tempo.
È volato il tempo, vero? This is the final episode in our first season of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, and we really hope that you've enjoyed this cultural journey through different parts of Italy. We've been learning about lots of things. Francesca, Di che cosa abbiamo parlato in questa serie?
Abbiamo parlato di un po' di tutto, un po' di cucina, di tradizioni, di personaggi famosi, di città da visitare. È proprio un viaggio, come hai detto tu.
Un viaggio per tutta l'Italia?
Sì.
Ok, ma come stai?
Sto bene, sì, sono un pochino stanca.
Come mai?
Perché sai che vado a un bootcamp.
Ah sì, sei andata ieri sera?
Ieri sera, sì, quindi il giorno dopo sono sempre un po' distrutta.
Capisco. Anch'io sto cercando di mettermi in forma un po'.
Bravo, Mark!
Ieri sera sono andato in palestra.
Ok, bene.
Come si dice la bicicletta della
in
palestra?
Palestra. Sì. Ah, la cyclette.
La cyclette, ok. Ho fatto un po' di cyclette ieri
sera.
Wow,
complimenti!
Ma sto pensando di comprarmi una vera bicicletta.
Ah, ottima idea, sì.
Forse non è la stagione per questo in Scozia, ma vediamo.
Forse puoi chiedere a Babbo Natale bicicletta da usare l'anno prossimo.
Sembra un'ottima idea.
Sì, e anche si aggancia bene all'argomento di oggi.
Sì?
Sì, guarda caso, che coincidenza.
Allora, cominciamo.
Ok.
Okay, so as usual, we'll begin by listening to the text. Francesca will read this text, and then, of course, we'll talk a little about it afterwards, going through the language, the vocabulary, and the interesting parts of the text, as usual. Allora, Francesca.
Okay. Quando si parla di sport, tutti sanno che gli italiani nutrono una passione sfrenata per il calcio. Ma oggi vorrei parlarvi del ciclismo, un'altra passione nazionale. Nella prima metà del secolo scorso, e fino forse agli anni 60, gli italiani hanno seguito con grande interesse il ciclismo, probabilmente identificandosi con i ciclisti stessi. Dopo gli anni 60, con l'industrializzazione, il boom economico e la diffusione delle auto, il ciclismo ha perso parte della sua popolarità. Gli italiani avevano voglia di andare veloce, senza dover faticare troppo sui pedali. Ma, fortunatamente, tutto ciò è stato solo per un breve periodo e, comunque, l'amata a due ruote non è mai del tutto passata di moda. Attualmente, il ciclismo figura tra i 5 sport più praticati nel bel paese e, se andate in Italia, sarà normale vedere gruppi di ciclisti vestiti di tutto punto che si allenano per la prossima gara. Dotati di grande determinazione e grinta, i ciclisti affrontano ogni tipo di situazione pur di arrivare alla tanto agognata meta. Chissà, forse è per questo motivo che generalmente gli italiani stimano chi intraprende questo sport. Chiedete ai miei connazionali. Di certo tutti conoscono ciclisti come Vincenzo Annibali, due volte campione al Giro d'Italia, o Marco Pantani, meglio noto come il Pirata, per il suo look particolare. Ma la bici non è solo uno sport, bensì un vero e proprio mezzo di trasporto. Gli italiani vanno in bici per tenersi in forma, per stare a contatto con la natura e per rilassarsi. Nelle città più pianeggianti, come Bolzano, Ferrara o Pesaro, studenti, bambini e adulti di ogni età si spostano quotidianamente in sella alla propria bici. E anche le piste ciclabili e il bike sharing stanno prendendo sempre più piede e, insieme a una maggiore consapevolezza ambientale, forse contribuiranno a rendere la bicicletta il mezzo di trasporto del futuro anche in Italia.
Benissimo. I have to say, Francesca, that this text is quite tricky. There's quite a lot of challenging vocabulary and constructions in here.
Sì, è l'ultimo testo, quindi sì. Vorrei lasciare gli ascoltatori con una piccola sfida.
Una sfida, a little challenge for sì. Our listeners. Okay, so as ever, we're going to go back through the text, talking a little about the language, and we'll go through everything. Francesca will read the text in French, no? Probably in Italian.
No, better not.
Better not in French. That'd be a little sfida per te.
Sì, grande.
But we'll read it in Italian, and then we'll talk about the words and phrases used. So let's begin.
Quando si parla di sport...
So when one is talking about sport,
tutti sanno che gli italiani nutrono una passione sfrenata per il calcio.
So tutti sanno, everyone knows, all the people know, that Italian people nutrono una passione. So they nurture, they have a
sì.
passion for, they're passionate about, and it's not just any passion, it's a sfrenata passione. So we're talking about an uncontrolled
sì.
passion. Per il calcio.
Ovviamente,
for
sì.
football.
Ma oggi vorrei parlarvi del ciclismo.
But today I would like to speak to you all, our listeners, about cycling.
Un'altra passione nazionale.
Another national passion.
Nella prima metà del secolo scorso.
So in the first half, una metà is the half. So in the first half of the last century.
E fino forse agli anni 60.
And right up to the 60s. Remember, to say the 60s, we talk about gli anni 60.
Sì.
Or the 80s would be?
Gli anni 80.
Okay, what would we say for the noughties, the years from 2000 to 2010?
At the moment, there is not really a word.
Okay.
We are not really saying gli anni dieci.
Niente così.
It doesn't sound right.
Okay. I wonder what will happen when we get to the 20s, the 2020, 2021. Will we refer to that as the 20s or will the 20s still be 1920s?
Maybe we just need to say which century we are talking about, like gli anni venti. Del ventesimo secolo, del ventunesimo secolo.
It's not quite as tidy.
No, no, vedremo.
Vedremo.
Sì, sì, chi vivrà vedrà, come diciamo in italiano.
So, he who lives will see.
Sì.
Or she who lives. Chi vivrà, it's not defined who will do the
no,
living there.
No, anyone.
Okay, so fino forse agli anni 60, so up until the 60s.
Gli italiani hanno seguito con grande interesse il ciclismo.
So Italians have followed with great interest cycling.
Probabilmente identificandosi con i ciclisti stessi.
Okay, this is interesting. Identificandosi.
Sì.
So there we've got a gerund. The
sì.
Identificando, the ando form, meaning identifying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a reflexive
sì.
gerund because we put the C on the end.
Aha.
Identificandosi.
Sì.
So probably identifying themselves with those very, with the cyclists themselves. Okay, good.
Dopo gli anni 60,
after the 60s,
con l'industrializzazione, il boom economico e la diffusione dell'auto,
So with the industrialization, the economic boom, mm-hmm. and the diffusion of cars, it's basically the preponderance of cars.
See, the spreading,
yeah. So il boom economico, is this specifically in Italy?
Sì, okay. Because Italy used to be a rather, let's say, poor country, mm-hmm. based on agriculture only. And after the war, there was really a real boom. Mm-hmm. A lot of industries appeared in Italy. It suddenly became a very wealthy country. And it all happened in very, very few years.
Yep.
So it's really described as the boom economico. And also il miracolo economico. Mm-hmm. It's another word, the economic miracle.
Okay. I think it's interesting. There was so much immigration from Italy before that period, and you do wonder whether the immigration was based on the poverty and the difficult experience that people were having then.
See.
And if those people had not emigrated from Italy and had stayed in Italy, mm-hmm. it would have been a different scenario, and there perhaps would be the richness of cultures elsewhere, which we benefit from in so many ways. Anyway, we're getting away from the topic here. So after the 60s then, what happened?
Il ciclismo ha perso parte della sua popolarità.
So cycling perhaps lost a little bit of its popularity. Let's go on.
Gli italiani avevano voglia di andare veloce.
So Italian people had a desire, they had a wish to go fast.
Senza dover faticare troppo sui pedali.
Without having to work hard, faticare, fatigue themselves? Is it linked to fatigue?
Sì.
Okay, so without having to tire themselves out too much on the pedals.
Esatto. Ma fortunatamente tutto ciò è stato solo per un breve periodo.
But fortunately, all that was, so è stato, was, or has been, but here it sounds better to say was, just for a short period.
E comunque l'amata due ruote non è mai del tutto passata di moda.
And even so, comunque, l'amata due ruote, so the due ruote are referring to the two wheels.
Sì.
So that's a way of referring to the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
L'amata due ruote, the beloved two-wheeled vehicle.
Sì.
Non è mai del tutto passata di moda. So it was never in any way out of fashion.
Fashion,
okay.
Sì,
never
entirely,
totally lost
sì.
its fashionable sense.
Attualmente il ciclismo figura tra i cinque sport più praticati nel bel paese.
Okay, so attualmente, we've got to be careful with this.
Sì, un false friend.
Un false friend, it doesn't mean actually, it means now.
Currently.
So currently, today. So today, cycling figures or can be found to be among or ranks within the five most practiced sports in the bel paese,
sì.
the beautiful country. So il bel paese is a way of referring to Italy.
Italy, sì.
By Italians, obviously.
Sì, obviously. No, but also I think it's more tourists and foreigners who call Italy il bel paese.
Okay.
Sì.
Okay.
E se andate in Italia?
And if you go to Italy?
Sarà normale vedere gruppi di ciclisti.
It will be completely normal to see groups of cyclists.
Vestiti di tutto punto.
Ah, this is nice. Vestiti, dressed, di tutto punto.
Sì.
Looking dapper, dressed up to the nines.
Sì,
is that what you say?
Dressed
to the nines.
Che si allenano per la prossima gara.
Who are training, allenarsi.
Sì.
Per la prossima gara. Gara, is that like a competition?
A competition, okay. Sì. A race.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dotati di grande determinazione e grinta.
So, dotati, it's like gifted with something.
Sì,
when
sì.
someone is gifted with great determination and grinta. Cos'è grinta?
Grinta, grit.
Grit, okay, right.
Sì. I ciclisti affrontano ogni tipo di situazione.
So, the cyclists tackle every type of situation.
Pur di arrivare alla tanto agognata meta.
Wow, this is nice. Okay, so let's look at this. Pur di. That's like with the goal of just to do something. Pur
sì,
di.
Sì.
The very reason you're doing something is in order to achieve that,
sì,
that purpose.
And there is also the idea of a difficulty involved or a sacrifice.
Okay. So, something like in order to or simply to do something. Mm-hmm. So with the sole goal in mind of arriving at the meta is the goal.
The destination.
But the agognata is the desired goal. But it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Because again, there is the idea of a bit of sufferance involved, something that you have been longing for, that you really, really desire. So it's a bit poetic as well.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with this language here.
Long yearned for. I don't know.
I think long yearned for probably has a longer sense in mind than a cycle race.
Okay.
But there's definitely a struggle involved in this, in reaching that destination, the meta.
Ok, andiamo avanti. Chissà, forse è per questo motivo che generalmente gli italiani stimano chi intraprende questo sport.
So, who knows? Perhaps it's for this reason that generally Italians, they hold in high esteem those who undertake this sport.
Esatto. Chiedete ai miei connazionali.
Ask
my
fellow countrymen.
Di certo tutti conoscono ciclisti come Vincenzo Annibali.
So surely everyone knows cyclists like Vincenzo Annibali.
Due volte campione al Giro d'Italia.
Twice champion at the Giro d'Italia.
O Marco Pantani, meglio noto come il Pirata.
So Marco Pantani is better known as il Pirata, the pirate.
Per il suo look particolare.
For his particular look, his special look.
Ma la bici non è solo uno sport.
But cycling is not just a sport.
Bensì un vero e proprio mezzo di trasporto.
Rather, a real and proper means of transport.
Gli italiani vanno in bici per tenersi in forma.
So Italians vanno in bici, they go on their bikes, they cycle to keep fit.
Per stare a contatto con la natura.
To be in contact with nature.
E per rilassarsi.
And to relax, another reflexive there.
Esatto. Nelle città più pianeggianti come Bolzano, Ferrara o Pesaro.
So these pianeggianti città. What would pianeggianti mean?
Significa che sono in piano, quindi non in montagna o in collina.
So they're flat.
Sì.
Okay, so in flat cities, and the most flat cities like Bolzano, Ferrara and Pesaro.
Pesaro. Studenti, bambini e adulti di ogni età si spostano quotidianamente in sella alla propria bici.
So, students, children and adults of every age put themselves daily in the saddle.
Sì, si spostano significa si muovono.
Ah, of course,
okay. Spostarsi.
Spostarsi, so they move around daily in the saddle,
sì,
in sella.
La sella, sì.
On their own bicycles.
Sì. Anche le piste ciclabili e il bike sharing stanno prendendo sempre più piede.
So the cycle routes and bike sharing are becoming ever more popular.
Sì, esatto. E insieme a una maggiore consapevolezza ambientale.
I love that word. I think I've said that before. Consapevolezza.
Ah, una bella parola. Awareness.
Awareness, yeah. And so together with a greater awareness of the environment.
Forse contribuiranno a rendere la bicicletta il mezzo di trasporto del futuro anche in Italia.
So they will perhaps contribute to making the bicycle the means of transport of the future also in Italy.
Sì, speriamo.
Speriamo di sì.
Sì.
Rendere something else.
Sì, sì.
And that means to make something. Sì, we talked
or
about
to
that
turn
in earlier.
Something. Sì, sì, we talked about it in other episodes.
Good. Okay, a really interesting text with lots of interesting vocabulary there, specific in some ways to cycling, but also useful constructions and some nice things in there.
Sì, and more explanations in the lesson notes as
absolutely.
Always. For example, pur, I've prepared a lot of examples to explain pur di.
Benissimo.
Sì.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with our question of the week. Now, if you would like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you may be interested in signing up for the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. For each episode of the magazine, we also provide a transcript with lesson notes, vocabulary lists, and exercises to help you get the most out of this course. Head over to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Bentornati, welcome back. Now, this is the section of the show where the Coffee Break Italian listener becomes the star of the show. And this week's star, or the star of this episode, is Nicole. And Nicole has a question that I also have because I find this word tricky to use. It's so like an English word, but it's not used in the same way as the English word.
Hello, Coffee Break Italian. I just wanted to say before I ask my question, thanks for the great work that you do. I've been listening to your podcast for maybe 1 year, and I think it's helped my Italian a lot. I'm speaking from Spain, and I've listened to the Coffee Break magazine podcasts this week, a couple of them, and I just have a question with the word infatti. Mark, you have mentioned when you have translated some of the text that infatti is in fact. However, I've heard from other Italians who've uploaded podcasts that it has a different meaning. Could you please explain when infatti actually can be used as in fact? Thanks a lot and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much for your question, Nicole. And I'm going to hand this over to Francesca.
Sì, grazie Nicole. Una buona domanda. I think that the reason why Nicole is asking this question is because, as she has already said, infatti and in fact are not always synonyms. In Italian, infatti is normally used to, let's say, reinforce something that has just been said by providing extra evidence or extra information, and usually the sentence that follows is logically connected to the previous one. Okay, I think it's better if I give you an example.
That's very theoretical.
Sì, okay, ad esempio, in quel ristorante non si mangia bene, infatti è sempre vuoto.
So in that restaurant one doesn't eat well. In fact, it's always empty.
Uh-huh. So in the second sentence, I'm reinforcing why that restaurant is always is not good. Mm-hmm. And I'm providing extra evidence to back my statement. Or I could say, quell'insegnante è molto bravo. Infatti, tutti gli studenti vogliono fare la tesi con lui.
So that teacher is very clever. Mm-hmm. In fact, all the students want to do their thesis with him.
Esatto.
Okay.
Sì, sì.
So okay. That's when it's a positive thing.
Sì, sì. It's also important to stress that infatti does not necessarily need to be used within the same sentence, but it can also introduce the other speaker's reaction to what has just been said. So, for example, if Mark, if you tell me, Paola e Federica si assomigliano molto.
Paola and Federica are very like each other. They resemble each other.
And I could reply to you by saying, sì, infatti sono sorelle.
Yeah, so there it's not so much an in fact type thing in English we would see. Mm-hmm. I think we'd see something more like that's because they're sisters.
Uh-huh, sì.
You're giving the reason.
Sì, sì, interessante.
Okay.
Sì, okay. And the last thing I wanted to say is that infatti can also be used on its own as an exclamation, meaning that's true, probably
okay,
in English.
Okay.
Like if I say, ah, è proprio un errore stupido. It's really a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
And then you could say, ah, infatti.
So I would say, infatti, in response to your
sì,
thing.
Sì.
So that there is like saying, so you said, oh, that was a really stupid mistake. And It's almost like saying, yeah, it was. Okay, so those are three examples of using infatti in different ways. Not all of them work as in fact.
No. It's very subtle. And I think it takes a while to master how to use infatti in the right situation, in the right context.
Absolutely. Okay, so what about when we're translating in fact into Italian, when we're trying to say in fact in our sort of English understanding of that? But there are different ways of doing that.
We have to be very, very careful because it doesn't work in the same way. If we take, for example, this sentence, I thought she was Italian. In fact, she's Spanish.
Right. So there your in fact is contradicting what has just been said. Okay, so how would we do that in Italian?
We need to use invece or in realtà. Ad esempio, pensavo che lei fosse italiana, invece è spagnola.
So invece is like rather, instead
of being
Italian, she's actually Spanish.
Sì. If you say pensavo fosse italiana, infatti è spagnola, logically doesn't make sense in Italian because you cannot back the fact that she's Italian by saying she's Spanish.
So the infatti always gives further information to back up what you've said previously. I thought she was Italian. In fact, she's from Rome.
In
that situation,
it would work perfectly.
But I thought she was Italian, but she's actually Spanish. We don't use infatti. That would be invece or in realtà, in reality.
Bravissimo.
Okay, so let's have two examples here of what's going on.
Okay, I'll give you an example and you tell me if in this conversation infatti is used correctly.
Okay.
Okay, so one speaker says, pensavo che Laura fosse italiana. And the other speaker says, infatti è di Napoli.
Right, so there, infatti is giving more information to back up the fact that she's Italian. So Laura is indeed Italian and she's from Napoli, she's from Naples.
But I'll give you another conversation. Pensavo che Laura fosse italiana. The other speaker says, infatti è di Madrid.
No. Questo non va.
No.
So, infatti, there doesn't work because we're not backing up the fact that she's Italian. In fact, she's from Madrid. So if we wanted to say in fact in English, we have to swap that around. We can't say infatti, she has to say invece è di Madrid.
In realtà è di Madrid.
Okay.
So the important thing to bear in mind is not to look at infatti as a direct synonym of in fact. It's only used to reinforce and confirm a statement, but not to state the opposite. Non è difficile.
Infatti.
Bravo, Mark.
So thank you to Nicole again for her question. And if you have sent us a question already for the Coffee Break Italian magazine, don't worry, there is still time. We will be using these questions in future content and you can keep your questions coming. So if you've got a question, then please do send us it. You can go to coffeebreakquestions.com or use our voicemail numbers. Now, the voicemail numbers are as follows. In the UK, it's 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347-474-6880. And in Australia, it is 08-7200-6880. I don't know why I said O sometimes and zero at other times.
Un po' di varietà.
Un po' di varietà. Infatti.
Sì, infatti, bravo.
Allora, Francesca, il tempo è volato.
Sì, siamo arrivati all'ultima ciliegina.
Allora, cosa hai per noi?
Sì, ho preparato un'espressione idiomatica che è perfetta per l'argomento di oggi.
Ok.
La seguente.
Sì?
Hai voluto la bicicletta? Adesso pedala.
Ok, so did you want the bike? No pedal.
Sì, esatto.
So what does this mean?
It basically means that you should not complain for the consequences of the decision you have made.
Ah, I see where you're coming from. So it's that idea of you've made your bed, now you have to lie in it.
Esatto.
Okay,
sì,
so let's hear that again in Italian.
Hai voluto la bicicletta? Adesso pedala.
Hai voluto la bicicletta, adesso pedala.
Sì.
Okay, I like this. I'm going to try and use this week when I'm speaking in Italian. Although it's a little bit cheeky, so maybe I shouldn't.
Dipende. Puoi usarla con i tuoi figli, ad esempio.
Okay.
Sì,
yeah.
Sì.
You made your bed, now you have to lie in it. Okay, well, that is where we're going to leave this episode of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, and indeed this series of the Coffee Break Italian magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you've found it useful. And we hope also that you are looking forward to what's coming next from Coffee Break Italian. And on that note, make sure you tune in to our special event that's happening. If you're listening to this when it goes out live, as it were, when it goes out in the week of the 3rd of November, the 4th of November, then make sure you tune in on the 8th of November to our special event. And there will be information about that in your email. There will be information on our website about our special event in which we're making some announcements.
Aha.
Interesting. That's all I'll say. But for now, don't forget that you can get this episode and all the episodes of the magazine over on the Coffee Break Academy, where we have the full lesson notes. We've got vocabulary and exercises to help you get the most out of the content of our magazine.
And while you're waiting for new Coffee Break Italian content, don't forget that we post regular language and cultural challenges on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. We are Learn Italian on Twitter, where we post regular updates and mini language lessons. And to take a peek behind the scenes of all the things Coffee Break, follow Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Infatti.
Sì, ti piace questa parola.
Mi piace. That's it for this episode and this series. We hope you've enjoyed it. We will be back again soon. Don't forget to tune in on the 8th of November to find out all the latest news from Coffee Break Languages. Allora, alla prossima. Ciao.
Grazie a tutti. A presto. Ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.